Almost everybody I knew had read On the Road, but I hadn't. And so I'd heard of him. I knew of him.
He's the main character in On the Road.
Yeah, if you read On the Road, he's Dean Moriarty. And you'd realize he was the driver. That was his thing. Besides talking, his other thing was driving. He liked to drive curvy, mountainous roads with cliffs on the edge at breakneck speed in old cars with bald tires sliding around the turns while talking nonstop, looking over his shoulder to talk to the people in the back seat, driving with one hand or maybe just his knee, rolling a joint with his other hand while tuning the radio, or hundreds of thousands of miles of that kind of driving in his lifetime. A lot of people never got in a car with him a second time.
Is our subconscious, or so mind, our thought, our consciousness even, is in that same fourth dimension. We are actually fourth dimensional beings in a third dimensional body inhabiting a second dimensional world. I know, while I say second dimensional, all these primary movements like elementals, what I was thinking of.
We're driving down in Texas somewhere in a long straight thing, and the camera's way at the back of the bus and shooting up there, and Cassidy's driving, and he's looking back there, and he's trying to get somebody to get him something to drink, and we're all talking, not paying any attention. The bus is moving down the road 60 miles an hour. He gets up, and he just leaves the wheel. The bus is moving through there, and the wind is blowing, and finally the bus lurches, and he falls back into the seat. And even when you look at it, it takes a while to realize, my God, the bus is moving, and he is not behind the wheel. Hardly anybody noticed it. He was so animated. He's talking all the time. Coming on like this and talking, and he just completely commands the whole situation. He's moving the bus like this and talking to people back there. And pretty soon, we're all one organism. It's like we're a big pumpkin full of life, and he is right there at the core of us, and we're rolling through the world.
Jack the Juggler said to Lula the Queen, I got 50 red, white, and blue stew things, and 1,000 sky birds learning to sing. Do you know what I can do with these things? Lula the Queen said, let me think a spell, son. And then she said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just get on the bus, hop on Route 21. Jack the Juggler and his Merry Jesters present Route 21 Revisited.
Roll, bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll, bus, roll, take me up. Midnight coming on a Monday night. I'm gonna go again because I don't feel right. Quick pack, knapsack, quick snack, quick train. 42nd Street, Greyhound again. Roll, bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll, bus, roll, take me up. Old bodegas and old street lights. Harlem looks so warm tonight. All those cheap desserts, memory hurts, I could die. I gotta take two Tylenols and close my eyes. Roll, bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll, bus, roll, take me up. I wasn't designed to move so fast. I wasn't designed to have so much past. And in my mind's eye, they all have so much fun. Nowhere to hide and nowhere to run. And then the sun setting on my youth makes that old shadow get taller. Oh, but it's all fine as long as the bus makes the city behind me get smaller and smaller. Roll, bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll, bus, roll, take me up. 2 weeks in England, 2 weeks in town. Another $100 of medication down. Another sorry message that I need to send. And another situation that I have to end. And midnight coming on a Monday night. I'm gonna go again, I might not be alright. It's a bitter pill push the window, and if I get two seats, I'll just lie down. But if I get one seat, and it's just the aisle, I'll still be asleep before the 100th mile. And then inside some kind of dream, and inside that some kind of me, and outside us rolls the bus, and the time will go by till inside me I am asleep. Then roll, bus, roll, take me off. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. If I fall asleep, don't wake me up. Roll, bus, roll, take me up.
See why flying. So, you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time. Well, welfare gal and her drunken cuss, and Pepsi cans rolling around the bus, had newspapers and grit, and you've got slime. So, you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time. Where it's Salt Lake City, everybody off. Salt Lake City, everybody off with Elko, Wells, and Reno down the line. So, you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time. But Jonathan,
you're crazy for taking the bus.
Well, I'm crazy, so what's the fuss?
2 whole days on that stinking bus.
Yes, and I sleep fine. So, you take the plane, and I'll take the bus this time. Go, Donnie, tell him. Look at it this way. They don't want my name, and I don't want their baggage claim. My guitar is seated right where I am. So, you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time. Well, you got the old fat guy in his old tank top, the Wendover casino stop, and then, of course, Winnemucca and Wells and Anaheim. So, you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time. When it's Salt Lake City, everybody up. Salt Lake City, everybody off with Elko, Wells, and Reno down the line. So, you take the plane, I'll take the bus this time. But Jonathan,
you're crazy for taking the bus.
Well, I'm crazy, so what the fuss?
2 whole days on a stinking bus.
Yeah, and I sleep fine. So you take the plane, but I'll take the bus this time.
It's June 20th, 1987 at 2:30 p.m. I went on a Hamid Chiraya on three-pace buses. The first Hamid Chiraya was the 364 West 159th Street bus. It headed west to Jenny Park, Illinois and back. It was a blast of fun from God.
Harmony Joy Bus Ride.
At 5 o'clock p.m., I rode 352 Hosted Bus to Chicago Heights, Illinois and back. I cranked my Harmony music up loud on my portable CD player. I moved my head to the music on the Pace Joy Bus. It was a fun joyride.
Harmony Joy Bus Ride.
at 7:45 p.m. I wrote for 349 Western Buster, 79th Street in Chicago. It was a good time, joyride. I had fun riding the great train store bus routes. On December 31st, 1989, my pace drove us adventure ended with Demon Tom and Horizon's Satan bus routes. Harmony Joy Bus Ride! Harmony Joy Bus Ride! Harmony Joy Bus Ride! Harmony Joy Bus Ride! Rock over London! Rock over Chicago! Fort! Cartier Star 1!
Before you came here, another bus ran the country route from town to town. His name was Clark, and he ran a route called Route 21. He was a nice fellow and always ran right on time. Every time he passed by my house where I live, he'd honk his horn hello to me, and whenever we had the chance, we would talk to each other. He was a truly wonderful friend.
Now we go on to a game called Greatest Hits. My favorite games. This is a game for Colin, Ryan, and Wayne with the help of Laura Hall on the keyboard. Laura Hall. Colin Ryan, you're a TV voiceover artist, and you're pitching the latest compilation album. And Wayne, you're going to sing snippets of the songs. What we need from the audience is a profession you wouldn't normally sing songs about. Bus driver. Bus driver. That's a good one. So the name of your album is Songs of the Bus Driver.
Hi, we interrupt the commercial to bring you another commercial. We've got an offer for you, over 500 songs on 50 CDs.
And what about? Why, our old friend, the bus driver. Throughout the ages, well, at least the ages where we had buses, the bus driver has been our friend. And we've had songs that went along with our bus driver friend. Remember this Michael Jackson hit, You're Not on My Route.
Route?
Route.
You want me to go north? I'm going south. You're not on my route, I mean route. Girl, you're bugging me, you're making me scream. Because you're not a bus driver's dream. I'm driving the bus, not people in the back. Because where you're going, is it common sense that you lack? I'm not going your route route. Your route route.
Jackson, a wonderful singer and a great head coach. You know, there's a lot of songs that you won't hear in this country that we've taken from others. How much would you pay for a 5-CD set like this, or even a 50-CD set like this?
Why, I'd pay up to $50,000. But I'm an idiot!
And you're from Canada, so with the exchange...
I'm still an idiot!
So many hits on this CD set that you can't listen to them all in one day. But you can try. And you know, none is more popular than that number one country western hit, simply titled...
When driving on the bus, or as our Canadian friends say, a boost. As our regular viewers know...
You made me giggle.
I know. As our regular viewers know, I'm a pretty hip, groovy guy. And I love the 80s funk.
Oh, who doesn't?
Remember that great one? I got a flat tire. I got a flat tire.
Didn't think that I'd be alive driving down the 405. All of a sudden, just like that, my bus went damn, I got so flat. Oh, that's right, makes me want to retire. Damn, baby, I've got a flat tire. I've got a flat, flat, you know what, dude, I've got a flat.
Seattle, wake up!
I wake up in the morning
and I want my Zing morning crew. Kip and Alan, get up early in Seattle, and I want my Zing morning crew. Kip and Alan, you never know what they'll say. I want my Zing morning crew.
I got one bag.
Check your bag at one side as you
wish. Okay, good enough. Thank you, ma'am.
In America, a ticket to ride usually means a ticket on a cross-country bus. And cross-country usually means 2,000 to 3,000 miles. With roots going back to the days of the old stagecoach, to most of us Americans, the bus is simply the cheapest, most practical way to get to almost any place.
Now boarding down at gate number 3 is your Spokane-Chicago schedule, accepting passengers for Everett, Skykomish Junction, Stevens Pass, Leavenworth, Cashmere, Wenatchee, Quincy, Ephrata, Moses Lake, Ritzville, Spokane, Missoula, Butte, Billings, Fargo, Minneapolis, and Chicago.
Riding the dog, as it's known, has inspired street poets, songwriters, and movie makers.
Now, be sure.
Whatever mix of passengers driver Larry Choate has on board, with 27 years behind the wheel, he knows he can cope.
We have to be a mother confessor. We have to be a little bit of everything. A lot of our people are running from trouble or to trouble. Death in the family, leaving home, husband and wife problems, and so on and so forth. They're sure they're going to miss their connections. They're sure we're going to lose their suitcases. It is very possible on a regular schedule for me to pick up a passenger, load their baggage, take them to their final destination, and at no time have they seen any other employee of Greyhound except me.
Yes, it's a bit cool today, isn't it?
This is the Seattle Depot. For 3 days and two nights, bus 2088 will head through 7 states and 2 time zones. Destination Chicago, 2,000 miles, with Larry Choate as the first of 8 drivers.
Our first stop will be in Ellensburg. We're scheduled to arrive there at 2 o'clock. Now, I remind you that in the state of Washington, smoking is prohibited. This includes the restroom, so please do not light a cigarette aboard the car.
Riding the dog, with its routines and rituals, is something more than merely getting from A to B. It's an all-American experience like Mom's apple pie, a Sousa march, yellow taxi cabs. Hollywood has long been onto it since the beginning, with simple homespun yarns that took the boy meets girl story to new levels of romantic cliche, and all on wheels.
Anyway, I don't have to be in Philly for a week to sign the contract, so I thought I'd see the country. I hear it's quite a country.
It is.
You live in New York?
I work there. I've been home on vacation in San Francisco.
Me too. What do you know? A couple of natives and we got to go out of town to meet.
Funny, isn't it?
Say, look, it's only a hop from Philadelphia to New York. How about seeing the big town together?
Why, I'll be pretty busy.
Oh.
So long, Ben. See you next fall. I'm heading for Gallup.
Isn't he gorgeous?
Howdy, folks.
Hello there.
You travel along those ribbons.
Well, I like this kind of travel. To me, every mile of America is a magnificent mile. Especially when you can see it close up like we're doing.
I got a key to the highway. Crying, mama, make me stay. I'm gonna walk this old highway. Baby, till the break of day.
Tracing the footsteps of the great American explorers, Lewis and Clark, today's travelers have their own reasons for taking the same trail.
I used to be a professional wrestler, and I got tired of traveling the road for all those years, and I told the boys I was going to quit. I'm going over right now to see my daughter over in Cheney, Washington. She's going to college over here.
Traveling to New York, and I don't get out very often to see farm country, and I like to look at the landscape and the older farms and the animals that are around the farm. And I like to think about what it would be like to live out here instead of in the city.
I have traveled south and west and north. Not very much in the east yet, but I would love to ride the dogs and go east. That would be fun.
You're tuned to AM 690 KTCJ, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the home of Twin Cities Jazz.
The Mississippi River, dividing Minneapolis from St. Paul, marks the end of the long haul through the empty quarter. The tempo of life swings distinctly urban now, as silos and barns give way to churches and cafes. Mickey's Diner is an all-American classic. It's been here since 1939. Unstandardized and unfranchised. It's a favorite with bus travelers. Rose Evans turns out the kind of cooking that exists only in people's memories.
Well, I started here when I was going to school, and that was in 1944. And I'd work over after school and that. And then I got married, and I moved to Indiana for a few years. Like 23 years. There's a lot of people that come over from the bus people. They come in before they go on the bus. Some are transferring, and they've got, sometimes they're in here for 1 minute. They want a piece of toast and a cup of coffee real fast. Then you got some that have to wait an hour or two, or they miss a bus. Sometimes they call and want to know what type of bus leaves. The musicians will come over because they're usually staying at one of the hotels around town or something like that. And I like to meet them. You know, I mean, like Prince was here one day, and I don't have any of these records of these younger ones, what they call hard rock.
This is how you picture Greyhound these days. Where have you been? Greyhound's cruising around America on beautiful buses, sort of like a cruise ship on wheels. And the ride's more comfortable than ever, with new and bigger reclining seats. And we're building more new terminals this year than ever before, which are just a few reasons why we say, we've got more going for you. Go Greyhound, and leave the driving to us.
Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all of the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it rolls through St. Louis,
Joplin, Missouri,
Oklahoma City, it sure looks pretty.
See Amarillo,
Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona,
don't forget Winona,
Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Once you get hip to this timely tip, when you take that California trip,
get your kicks
where?
On Route 66.
St. Louis,
Joplin, Missouri,
Oklahoma City, it sure looks pretty.
See, I'm a radio.
Yeah, I love New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona,
don't forget Winona,
Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Once you get hip to this tip, when you take that California trip,
get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Get your on Route 66.
Get your kicks on Route
One Deck Pete presents Where's My Travel Card?
The next train to arrive at platform 7B will be the 0940 for Reading Trains Wales service to Ilford Haven. Calling at the Church Stratton, Craven Arms, Blackburn, Leinster, Hereford, Abercrombie, Cumbrae, Newport, Cardiff Central, Bridgend, Port Arthur Parkway.
Thank you. steal 30 bag lunches.
I'll turn this damn bus around. That'll end your breath. Pretty damn quick.
Don't.
You've been riding the high frequencies with K-Bus, KBUS. Presented by Justin Patrick Moore, DJ Frederick, and One Deck Pete. Email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and keep your radio tuned to the shortwaves.